though things have kind of evolved over the years, focus of New Hope has never really changed. It's always been about an authentic relationship with God. You know, we didn't want nice stories, stuff like, we wanted some real impact on your life. In the early days, we had a motto. It was New Hope, real people, real issues, real life. We wanted it relevant. And God's continued to stay on that same path with me over the years. I mean, a little bit different. More recent years, he's impressed on me. Proverbs 4:24, and that says, let your eyes look straight ahead, fix your gaze directly before you, be careful, give careful thought to the path for your feet. Moreover, be steadfast in your ways. Do not turn to the right or left. Keep your foot from evil. Anyway, the long and short of that is, I think I've talked about this before, God has been teaching me again to be in the present. What's most important right now is right here, right now. I'm going to relax and just share what we're doing now. And all the other craziness that's going on around, I just have to trust God that he's taking care of that in the meantime. So, you know, focus on the moment, and I think that's what God wants us all to do.
Amen.
So, and I don't think that's changed. I think it's always been that way, but
right.
Anyway, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Dennis. Let's give him a hand of appreciation. Hunsinger, come on down here. He came to New Hope in 1987 in August when we had a friendship picnic shindig, and he came in cowboy boots, and he played baseball in cowboy boots, and he's been here all these years, a dear friend.
Dale wanted me to share what was my greatest moment at New Hope. As most of you know, if you know me real well, you know I'm not a politically correct guy, and I say what I think. So if I say a little word here, which I'm going to do, think nothing of it. I came to New Hope a very angry man, you might say. I came from the church. My mother was a preacher, and my dad was a preacher. She preached in the morning, and he preached at night. So I grew up in the church. But there were three incidents that happened when I was church to church to church, and it turned me off. And I had been in church for 10 years before I came to New Hope. It's probably about a year after I'd been here that I was in Dell's office, saw this brochure on his desk about a conference in Los Angeles, Dr. Schuler's pastor's conference. And I'd always wanted to go down there because I'd seen him on TV, watched him all the time. So now I want to go to that. He said, you're in luck. He said, this is the year where you can go free. So I said, well, let's go. He said, okay. So we went. Well, we got down there, had a glorious time. But on the way back, he was on the airplane, and there was these two little kids sitting across from me. I was trying to read this guy's book that I bought down there. And they were making all kinds of racket. During the winter time, snot running down their face and everything. I mean, it was terrible. So anyway, we're getting closer to Saddle, and all of a sudden they started this little game. Do you see what I see? And this kept going on and going on and going on. Finally landed everything. Well, I've been asking the Lord, you know, what would be my role in helping New Hope develop? And I wasn't getting any answers. And I guess God speaks in mysterious ways. Because it was about 2 days later, I was out working. And I was down on my knees, booting in this carpet. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice out of the blue say, do you see what I see? At the time, I could have killed that little bastard. That's where I was at. And I guess that was the big defining moment for me and in my ministry here at New Hope, because it opened my eyes to look at people when they came in, not as I saw them on the outside, but what I can see God develop in their life during the coming days. And I lived for the weekend after that. me and Bill and a couple other guys would come and set up, because we were a transitional church. We moved in and out every Sunday. You had to come in and set up the whole sound system, all the banners and everything. And it wasn't a job, it was a pleasure. Because when you were there, putting up the chairs and everything, you had time to concentrate on the service to come and hope that the Lord brought people in whose lives would be changed, and that many lives were. And I'm so blessed to be a part of this ministry today.
Amen. Thank you, Dennis. DC said we're real people, and you got a taste of it. We sure thank the Lord for sending Dennis Hunsinger to us. And next up is Sharon Shore. Sharon, come on up here. And there's a picture that was taken. There's a picture that was taken. You tell the story. Whatever's
new hope,
on your heart.
Anyway, well, 32 years ago, it's just amazing that it's been that long, and it doesn't seem that long at all. And when we first started, we went to the Governor House downtown in Olympia, and we were there for a few years. And then we moved to Tumwater, and we were in Tumwater for several years at the Tyee Motor Inn. And that was, like Dennis had said, that was setting things up, taking them down every Sunday morning. The people were there early to do that and so forth. Well, then I think it was in, about 1995 or so that we moved over to Lily Road and South Bay Road. And we were there for quite a while. In 2009, we moved out here to Sunrise. So that's been our history of what we have done. And we've seen people come in when we started New Hope, like Dell said. When we started New Hope, it was to reach out to people that were hurting, healing hurts, building dreams, and all of that. And the people that came into our church, some of them were very discouraged, like Dennis, very discouraged with the organized church and the hypocrisy and the structure, political structure, and all of that. And we're just down on church. You didn't want to go attend church. Not down on the Lord, but down on church. Others were, their life wasn't working. And they were searching for something in their life. They knew, apparently they, well, the Lord, we know, led them to know that what they were searching for was Him. And they came to New Hope. And most of them went away when they did go, and some are still here, went away having found the Lord, transforming their lives, and they're growing day by day. We don't get perfection the minute we accept the Lord. Day by day, we're working towards perfection, and in heaven, we'll be perfect. But anyway, that's been the story of New Hope. We've seen a lot of people come into New Hope and leave again. Some went to other cities and other states and are ministering, and a lot of them are ministering in those areas where they are. And also a number of our people have gone to glory, and they're having the time of their lives. I think that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you for sharing. Keep up for your prayer. Keep it for your prayer. After singing this next song, Sharon will lead us in our prayer time. But I just want to say this about one couple. Their names were Dale and Donna Hoyam. Dale was in the Air Force, stationed out at McCord, and his wife Donna had some real severe mental problems, and she would come with him to church. And she would sit in church service with her head down. She wore faded jeans. That's the custom now, but not in those days, with a hole in them. And a very dejected, very depressed person. But they kept coming. See, when you go to any church, you give God an opportunity to speak to your heart. Well, that's what happened to Donna, and long story short, she began to blossom. She started wearing dresses to church, and her head was lifted up, and the family was really bonding together. Then he got transferred, and his last Sunday at New Hope, as he was walking out to the parking lot, he said these words, "I wish I could put New Hope in a suitcase and take it with me." That's one thrilling story, got a lot of them. Anyway, let's unite our hearts in song as we sing this next song, then Sharon will lead us in prayer.